this heap of sand was turned into flour, then I would have distributed this flour amongst the poor people. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala informs the Nabi of that time, that tell this person that according to the niyat that he has made, he has already got the full reward of it. So much so ulama have written that on the day of Qiyamah, people will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will be given the reward of Umrah. They will be given the reward of Hajj. They will be given the reward of Jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala. They will be given the reward of discharging Zakat. But in reality these people, they were very very poor in this world. They did not have the opportunity of performing Umrah, neither performing Hajj, neither going out in Jihad, neither discharging Zakat. So when they will ask that, how is it that we got all this reward? So they will be told on the day of Qiyamah that you made the niyat and you were sincere in your intention. So on the niyat that you have made, you have got this reward. So here also we should make the niyat that we have come for Islam. We have come to gain the marifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also make the niyat that we have come in the masjid. That for the duration of time that I will be spending in the masjid, I make niyat of not in i'tikaf as well. We commence with the program of this session first with Brother Yusuf Kaka, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat.
سيد الروح الشريف إن شاء الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، بلغ سلامي رودة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عدمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم، روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما عبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، يصلي عليه الله جلاله بهذا بدا للعالمين كماله. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Respected Allah's brothers, I'm nervous like anything right now. Hazrat's not here, making it slightly easier right now for me. This was a whole bigger thing just first when it was 2 weeks ago. I'll just start with that about how I got to be here in the first place. MashaAllah, the mashara was taking place as to who will give the rayan and the programs. So mashallah, one brother that is from my area a while back in Rudapur, he mentioned my name, Hazrat is coming now. Maybe a bit more inshallah. So in any event, so he gave my name, he put it forward for the Adab program last night. So after Isha Sunnah's Adab, he said, Uncle Yusuf Kaka. I don't know where he got my name, but anyway. So the Uncle Yusuf Kaka. So I thought he has it. Anyway, Hazrat changed the Mashwara and he gave Mufti Sahab the program. So I said, Alhamdulillah, Barakallah, Shukar, Alhamdulillah. That's the end of it. And then when he came to the Saturday session where 4 speakers or 5 speakers have to be chosen, the last speaker, Hazrat on his own said, Yusuf Kaka. I had a giggle to myself, thinking this honestly can't be true. This can't be happening right now. And then when I thought of it, I said, hey, maybe my wife, she must have phoned. And told Bibi Appa, you know, whole day, bayan, bayan, bayan. So maybe Hazrat got the information and said, no, this guy really, he gives bayan. So let him also now, let's give him a try and a chance. So I think that's maybe where it came from. But the wife, you see, they instigate us to do many things. See, one day, late at night, this one man, a husband and wife were sleeping. At about 3 in the morning, the doorbell goes. So as it rings, the wife tells, hey, go see who's downstairs. Bicharo is tired, he had a late night as it is, little bit raining, you know, when it rains you even more deep in your sleep, enjoying it a bit more. So as he comes down the stairs, you know, in a very, very reluctant way, mashallah, he's screaming, who's it, who's it? So the person in a very, almost unaudible manner, you know, just getting his message across, says, sorry, I need a push. I need a push. So this man says, come on, man. Really, you know, this time of the night. So he goes back up, jumps into the bed. Wife says, who is it? What did they need? You know, somebody I could hardly make out, but he said something about needing and requiring a push. She said, darling, You know that few months ago we were stuck in a farm area and we had to walk a couple of meters, eventually came to that person's house, the only man on the street. If he didn't come out to help us at that stage, what would have happened to us? You know, with the crime situation, with the, you know, there's you know, it is so, you can't, to be stuck, it just, you know, to have any mechanical problem right now, in the middle of the night, leave alone the night, even the day, this is going to be, you know, it can end up in tragedy. So again, he said, no. She said, no, be a good man, good Samaritan, and go and help this person. So eventually he goes again down the stairs, again reluctantly, goes and he opens the door. Now he's looking, Eskom, you know, the problem again, load shedding, Bicharo can't see also. Now he's looking, where is this man? Looks on the road, he can't see any car. So he screams, where are you? So he says, I'm here on the swing. I'm here on the swing. So mashallah, that's to do with our wives. But anyway, really, when, then I found Hazrat also in the week, because I heard from Pakistan, a chapla might be coming. I said, here's it again. My savior, and I'll be out of it. I found Hazrat said, no, program is at today, it's still on schedule, you're speaking. So then when I thought of it, I said, okay, this must be like Hazrat Hudhayfa radhiyallahu anhu. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and was walking past the ranks of Sahaba during the battle of Tabuk, in that cold, blisterly cold night, he was sitting and clinging to the ground. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed somebody to go and inform him of the situation of the kuffar, what's going on in their ranks and camp. And at that stage, as he walked past Hudhayfa radhiyallahu anhu, he said, who's here? Who's sitting? Like, who's this? And he said, it's Hudhayfa. He said, Hudhayfa, you stand up and you go. He said, at that stage, I was the most ill-equipped and I was the coldest. Why? Because I had nothing else to wear but the sheet which my wife had borrowed me, which just covered my loins, meaning down his sitter area. He said, and I was clinging to the ground, because I was so cold and I had ill-equipped, meaning hardly any arms compared to the rest of the army. But as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the command, he stood up, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua for him. The famous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him, and from the top, bottom, left, right, front, back. And he said, immediately, two things happened. One thing is, so I felt a warm atmosphere around me in this cold night. And secondly, that fear which I had, which gripped my heart, that was also removed. Maybe it is now today, you know, yesterday, a third time again, I said, okay, it's not going to be too bad because it was a bit of a small crowd. But when Isha time, I saw everybody lined up to greet Hazrat, and I saw all the ulama, and all the muftis, and all the khulafa, there again, the nerves. But in any event, really, this is, la ilaha illallah. You know, we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our deen. And this is what we have to be extremely grateful and thankful for. But unfortunately, we do not really understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We don't understand who Allah is firstly. Then we don't understand who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. We don't understand what a message he brought to us. We don't understand what a lifestyle he brought to us. From my sitting with Hazrat, so when I asked Hazrat, okay, what must I speak on? He said, give Kal Guzari, what you benefited from, how your life has changed. My life I can't speak about, really. If I start with that, everybody will start. Like Hazrat said yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satari upon us, Allah has covered it. I'm not going to reveal it, really. It is just too ugly, too dirty, too filthy, too evil and too dark to even start mentioning it. So rather I will leave that and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of you. Like Hazrat said, if we just have tawbah in our heart at this stage, true tawbah, then we are the walis of Allah. Inshallah, the Nurani faces are here already, most, all of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friends like Hazrat Mulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, Fajr time gave us the glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala royally addressed us and confirmed our iman. So really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with iman and resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. So in any event, so from Hazrat, Hazrat has given us, you know, the other day one of my clients, I'm a book, so-called bookkeeper by trade. So a client of mine came and he went to the Davos conference. This is supposed to be called Guzari, it's a bit informal. It's not a proper bayan, as you can see. And I'm not one to be giving a bayan in any event. So he went to the Davos, the World Economic Conference, one of my clients. And these are the top elite of the world. the richest people in the world, basically, they go and they attend this conference, which is not only discussing the world, which we all get the news of, but it goes down to their own level. And he was saying in the opening address, of this conference, now we're not going to, I'll just quote, we're not supposed to, but as I said, it's a bit informal. So the Pope, the current Pope couldn't make it, so he sent a representative and he gave a message. What was the message? He read a whole speech, but he said the highlight of it was to the richest people of the world, don't let your wealth control you. You control your wealth. Don't let the wealth be your master. You rather be the master of your wealth. He said they had many sessions. In any event, one session, I mean, these are the richest people of the world, they have everything. They decide what we watch on TV. They decide the price of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're just putting it into our puny intelligence and our puny thinking, how we approach things. So they decide all this, what we think is happening in the world. Technology, and it comes from their hands, so to say. But yet, one of the main highlights of the event was a dhana. And the dhana, the theme was, how to be happy. How to be happy. And when I was sitting and listening to this man, I'm thinking, Ya Allah, we getting it every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night in the majlis, we getting it. And we don't have to pay thousands. It's like this must have costed them a good fortune to be there and to host this event. We don't have to pay. We just have to present ourselves. And we are getting advice which, you know, I still told my wife, Maulana gives us such advice, really, or Hazrat gives us such advice, that people will pay thousands of rains to get this. And when Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib this morning said, leave the rains in it, and he made me think, the world and what it contains isn't enough for what Hazrat is giving us every Tuesday night or every monthly majlis or it is Islah, he tells us. And whatever, a little bit, my friends have been asking me, what are you going to talk? I said, really, I don't know what I'm going to talk. Whatever is going to come, we've got little one, two things in mind. If it's still in there, inshallah, we'll say. If it's not there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And this also we learn from Hazrat. Hazrat says, don't sit with pen and paper. He says, then you're limiting, like the stuff, the volume, you'll only get that much. Rather, attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from His wisdom and knowledge, you will then get, inshallah, with that intention I'm standing here, because really I know nothing. Whatever I've learned, whatever I'm saying is really from Hazrat. And many, mashallah, I've listened to many bayans of many of you, and this is what this is my knowledge. This is my limited knowledge. So this is Hazrat is giving us, and how to live a beautiful life. A simple life, an easy life. You know that Hazrat always tells us about, I think it was Mulana Abrar al Haqsa, rahmatullahi alayhi, if I'm not mistaken, who said that Sunnat ke rasta, Sunnat ke rasta akmal hai, and Sunnat ke rasta, I got it on a podium, but I wrote it, I forgot it. So you can see the nerves coming in here. Sunnat ke rasta akmal hai, sunnat ke rasta ajmal hai, and sunnat ke rasta ashal rasta. Anyway, in that poetic form. And really when you sit with Hazrat and you see what he's giving off, this is exactly it. Hazrat ka rasta ashal rasta. Hazrat ka rasta akmal rasta. Hazrat ka rasta ajmal rasta. And I'm not going against sunnat, because Hazrat's rasta is sunnat. It's nothing else but sunnat. Hazrat tells us everything. The type of clothing I wear, not only the kurta, but the material to use, he told us that also. Hazrat has changed my breakfast. They all know at the office. I go on, eat this, don't eat that. Sometimes when I go and group, they think this man must be a dietitian. But I'm not a dietitian, Hazrat's a dietitian. Sometimes when I start speaking about how to walk and not walk, the 100 steps yesterday, what we heard about, they'll say, but this man must be a physio. I say, but my Hazrat is the physio. Everything, really nothing has been left for us to go and to explore. Google, Sheikh Google, like Maulana Mumtaz of London says, Sheikh Google, Ya Allah, I better keep a watch on the time. Sheikh Google, you still have to type in what you want to know. Then from there you have to still sift and sift and sift, and eventually you'll get maybe something which to your understanding might be correct. My Hazrat, you don't even have to type it in, it just comes. And 100% correct and perfect. So really what we are getting here, you can't be thankful enough. That's when they say, die hard. You have become, what's that word, wafa, loyal, loyal, loyal. You can't not be, because what a beautiful life. Really a simple, easy, happy life. One which we're all looking for. Like you said, the richest people of the world, who have everything, they're discussing it. And in any event, to come back to this man, what was the solution to it that they gave? Simplicity. He said, come to a simple level and you will be happy. And the second advice they gave is, the more you give, the happier you will be. And we listening, and we don't value, like Hazrat says, when we pay for something, or the wazifa is very hard, then we say, no, jawbreaker, no, then this must be something. And my Hazrat, simple way, simple method, ya Allah, just take it to heart. Firstly, sit here. Secondly, take, open your heart and sit. And thirdly, take it back with you and try. I'm not saying I'm practicing on all this, really. I'm trying, like we up and down, that's how we are. That's unfortunately our nature, insan's nature is like that. So this is Hazrat. And then from there, to carry on a little bit more, there was one poem. Jagaji lagane ye dunya nahi hai. Jagaji lagane ye dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. This, and kept for me, this is Hazrat. This world, Jagaji, this world, this place, Jagaji. I don't know Urdu, little bit I'm now making up. Jaga ji lagane. To put your ji, everything in this dunya, in this place, jaga. Ye dunya nahi hai. This isn't the place. How can you be so foolish, so short-sighted? Because everybody is going. Rich is going, poor is going, healthy is going, everybody. Today we were walking with my friend, so we were speaking. So I was telling him, I say, really, man. You know, what you, I think also in a majlis I heard it, as I said, it's all from majlis. Not the majlis PE. We respecting, just now I said on majlis. That we all, what we use is ours. Rosie, that's ours. What meaning, what we consumed, what we wore, that is ours. What we left behind, we've earned it for somebody else. We've earned it for somebody else. And one day we're going into cover and we're going to leave all this behind. So jaga ji lagane ye dunya nahi hai. This isn't the place to leave all that. You know, this was Hazrat's teaching. This is his, the whole, for me, this is the summary. Ye dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaa hai. And this is Hazrat's speciality. Ibrat, taking lesson from every small thing. If you go on that blog, of Hazrat's got a blog, Journey Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just go to that blog, you will be baffled. Your mind will, they say blog, we say boggled. It's mind-boggling Hazrat's examples. Simple, the robot, the aircon, the, you know what, in simple, we can't even, you know, we just go past it every day, we look at it, but we're not taking anything. And Hazrat, from small, what we say insignificant, he's giving us the examples of our life. Jagaji lagane ye dunya yahi nahi hai, ya ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. This is a place to take example and lesson in everything. And how can't we, when everything is being, we're seeing it around us, unravel, and the people's lives are changing. Rich becoming poor, healthy becoming sick. Yesterday we were talking also with a few of the other friends, when we were speaking about that man that went jogging, how many comrades he ran and this, that and the other. And while running, gone. Like a light. Passed away while running. Some people tennis, pass away while hitting the shot. Some people while golf, on the most relaxing place, gone. My one friend here in Azazel, Hindu boy, his father was under extreme stress. The doctor told him, go on a ship cruise. That's the best place. No traffic, no queues for food. You just go and relax. There he has the heart attack and passes away. They have to bring him with a helicopter back to Bari. Yeah, ibrat ki chahe, tamasha nahi hai. This is a place to take ibrat and lesson. Like Hazrat always says, the beautiful poem, unfortunately that one I don't know. that if go and tell that person now, go take one, you, here's the finishing line, here's the line. You drop, come man, please. He can't take one step. He's busy, it's on that phone, this deal. Please man, sir, just that one signature to make that deal. You think you can make it once he's gone? It's over. So this is my little contribution. And to end what I'll just give, this has been in my mind also, but that really Hazrat's bayans brings the reality and spirit of deen back into our lives. And tamasha na hiya, just to finish that, it means don't make a big deal about everything. Just carry on doing. Like Hazrat says, don't be like a mosquito, zzzz, gone. Be like a bed bug. Slowly, softly come, bite you, go away. Do your work. You just carry on doing what you have to do. So this is tamasha. Don't make big deal out of it. So in any event, I'm going to finish with this here now. I see Mawlana Mufti Sahib also looking at a paper that this man is taking a bit more than he should. But reality and spirit of deen, and this says also, this has played a great part and impact in my life, that if you're wasting time and you don't know how to spend time, and you don't know how to make your time valuable, then come sit with my Hazrat in Muharram, and you'll see how your time gets invested. If your beliefs, there's some problem and you still, this one did that and that one is doing this, and like we said, these people are controlling that, and if you still got that problem with your iman, come sit with my Hazrat in Safar and you'll get that corrected too. Your yaqeen will come right. If you love service, love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come sit with my Hazrat and Rabiul Awwal, and that will also come right. You'll get love on Nabi alayhi wa sallam. If you think you got sunnat, and in reality you don't really have it, and come sit with my Hazrat in Rabi al-Akhir, and Sunnat will come in your life. Jamad al-Ukhra, Ula and Ukhra, I'll skip. And we'll come to Rajab. If your namaz is just an exercise, and there's no reality in it, come sit with my Hazrat in Rajab, and your namaz will become namaz and mi'raj for you to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't know how to take a spiritual bath, then come sit with my Hazrat in Shaban, and he'll tell you and teach you how to take that ghusl also. If Quran you can't complete, if the haq of Quran, come sit with my Hazrat in Ramadan, and he'll teach you how to not just read but enjoy Quran and wanting and desiring to read. And if you don't know how to, and if Ramadan is so much, if you're just staying hungry in Ramadan, come sit with my Hazrat and keep a fast. Come, keep a fast. And then again, when it comes to your itikaf is just to get away from your wife for a few days, come sit with my Hazrat and come see how you make. Like they say, the bath has been made, now come make nikah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for that in Ramadan now. And in Dhul Qa'dah, when everybody is getting ready for Hajj, and if everybody, Hajj has just become a tour for you, come sit with my Hazrat and Hajj will become an ibadat for you. And this will become your honeymoon with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Make me maaf whatever I said which was incorrect, and make me maaf whatever I said which might have offended somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever good has come was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, and the fazl and karam, and the tawajju of my sheikh, and I see my friends, the eyes are all up, the khalifa, and what, no, that's all small. The main thing is Allah must be happy with all of us, really. Just strive for that. Inshallah, Allah give us that. Subhanallah, yahmi, subhanakallah, muhammad, inshallah, do it.
Jazakumallah, ahsana, jazakumallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating our Hazrat and following the teachings of Hazrat. Next we have Haji Yusuf Desai Sahib of Sangha, who is also a senior Khalifa of Hazrat and has travelled extensively with Hazrat in our country and abroad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. This is our brother Yusuf. Kaka, you're nervous. I'm also nervous. Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, we are so fortunate that time and again we are given this beautiful opportunities in which we can spend our time with our Shaykh, benefit from our Shaykh. And what is the desire for our Shaykh? The desire for our Shaykh is in the Ashar of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Ham jahan bhi rahe, jis fiza mein hai, humare taqwa salamat rahe, humare zindagi sunnat mutabik rahe. That is the desire for our Shaykh. And that is why we come here. And if you look at the life of our Shaykh, mashallah, Allah gave me tawfiq to spend some time with him. May God Allah accept every step of our Hazrat, is tawazu, is sunnat, is istiqamat, every quality in his muamalat, in everything that you see in Hazrat, is complete perfectness. Is complete perfectness. And done with so beautifully that it's easy for anybody to emulate and follow. Allah shukr, talking about steadfastness, Allah gave me the opportunity to spend 40 days with Hazrat in the Khanqah in Karachi. Not one day. Majlis used to start, I think, 10 o'clock. Not one day. Hazrat was late for a majlis. Hazrat's breakfast used to be 9 o'clock. Not one day. Hazrat was 1 minute past 9, but it was at 9 o'clock. Not for 40 days, not one day, did Hazrat leave the Khanqah and go anyway. And so many ulama from all over Karachi know Hazrat, mashallah. Because Hazrat spent a lot of time, people know Hazrat, and they all come to invite him. But Hazrat says, when I come to my Shaykh, I don't go and see anybody. This is my purpose, this is why I have come. So we should also make that niyat, that whenever we come here, we leave our shoes where they are, and spend our time full time with our Hazrat, inshallah. And that is when we're going to take maximum benefit, inshallah. So in that way, mashallah, as far as sunnahs are concerned, you can see, when it comes to sunnah, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat is immersed in it. He is immersed in it. And fulfills every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beautiful ashar of Hazrat Kareem sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, Naqshe qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke jannat ke raaste, Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. So Hazrat's teaching is that we should try and fulfill every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat always tells us that we must pluck up a lot of courage. And we come to this majalis here, with a niyat, we should have a niyat that whatever Hazrat's ta'aleem is, and what is Hazrat's desire is, and what is Hazrat's burning fire of desire in his heart, is how each and every one of us can enter Jannah, inshaAllah. And this is what makes Hazrat restless. He goes from town to town, country to country, continent to continent, calling the people towards the Rabb of Allah. And this is what Hazrat Hakim Sahib of Allah used to say, that my desire is that I take a plane load of my friends and travel throughout the world, continent to continent, and spread the love of Allah. Abdunyakum majlu banaye. And that is what you can see in our Hazrat, that he wants to travel, he wants to, whoever he meets, wherever he is, he wants to spread the word of Allah, the love of Allah to people. MashaAllah, we've got a Hazrat is here right now, 2-3 days later there's a safar for Northern Natal. Couple of weeks later there's a safar to Maputo. There's Istai Jatsai in Maputo also, MashaAllah. And you can see, Alhamdulillah, people are benefiting, people are taking maximum benefit. And Allah has used Hazrat for different fields of life. Whatever the needs of the time were, for example, initially Hazrat started in the madrasa, started his class, had madrasa, maktab, from there he went to Darul Uloom, did the work of Dawat and Tabligh, mashallah. Then Alhamdulillah he took this line of tasawuf, and mashallah you can see every work, every line of deen Hazrat took, what was the need of the time, Hazrat took it fully and embraced it and gave up his best for it. So inshallah we should also do that, inshallah. There's one dream that I'd like to mention, that our Hazrat had a desire that after Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah passed away, and he wanted to make ziyarat of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah. So I think it was approximately about 6 months after Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah passed away, Hazrat saw in the dream that Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah was sitting, but he was not sitting very comfortably. So Hazrat then took a pillow and gave it to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib got very happy, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib then told him that aapne mujhe Sahara diya. Aapne mujhe Sahara diya. Then Hazrat's eyes fell on Hazrat Hakim Sahib's eyes fell towards like a long kurta jubba. So Hazrat took the jubba and made Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah wear it. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib then told Hazrat, aapne mujhe sambala hai. Aapne mujhe sambala hai. If you look at the word sambala and Sahara, Alhamdulillah, you can see our Hazrat in this world right now is doing the work of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And then our Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah kissed our Hazrat on his lips, and Hazrat also kissed him on his lips. And that gave Hazrat a lot of happiness, and Hazrat was very, very happy, mashallah. These dreams are mubasharat. There's a few dreams that others have seen. Also, inshallah, I will try and enumerate one also. Alhamdulillah, this is a dream by Muhammad bin Adam Sidat. Maulana Muhammad bin Adam Sidat. Alhamdulillah, shortly after undertaking the safar with Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib to the Midlands, I was blessed with the dream of Hazrat Wala Damodar Rakatum. I saw myself resting in a room of a Darul Uloom at which an Istihai Jalsa was being held. A Safi colleague of mine, namely Maulana Abdul Hamid Jina from Azadir, woke me up saying, "Come quickly, 6 of the most pious people in the world are here, have gathered. I got up and we hastened to a room in which 6 people were seated on the floor. We entered the room along with another one of our Saathis, namely Manana Bilal Ameji, who is also from Azadville. One of the 6 men seated in the room was Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Ishaq Damad Barakatum. Seated opposite Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damad Barakatum was an alim by the name of Hazrat Maulana Mukhtar Ali Sahab, who was wearing a dark brown slit kurta and who seemed to be from the subcontinent. I am unaware of who this alim is. It was the last day of the Jalsa and it seemed as though a mushara was to take place. Maulana Mukhtar Ali Sahib drank from a glass of water and thereafter passed it onto the Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damad Barakatum. Hazrat took a sip, and after tasting that, the water had become sweet. Announced that the jalsa will be extended for a few more days. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to derive maximum benefit from the Ahlullah, overlook our shortcomings, and unite us with Hudur al-Rafaq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya, Sahaba, Tabi'in, and all the awliya siddiqeen on the day of Qiyamah, and in Jannat, inshallah. Amen. So, alhamdulillah, these are the most sharat that we've got a Kamil Shaykh with us. We should take maximum benefit. And one of the teachings that Hazrat always tells us, you should have courage. Like Hazrat Maulana Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Alayhi has said, sometimes, is tarah humne tay ki manzile ki hum chale, gire, uthe, phir chale. In this path of suluk, we have our ups and downs, but we should not lose courage. Is tarah humne tay ki manzile ki hum chale, we are walking, hum gire. We fell down, we slowed down, hum uthe, we woke up, and then we walked again. So we should always must have courage and stand on this way. May Allah give us tawfiq to make a man, inshaAllah.
Next we'll have a program, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Bayasa from Harrismith. Maulana is also a Khalifa of Hazrat Damud Barakatum and has traveled extensively in the country and had majalis in various parts of the country as well.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم Respected Peer and Murshid, my respected mentor, spiritual mentor, my guide, ulama-i kiram, salikin, and those who are sitting here, mashallah, in Riyad al-Salihin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, in these few minutes that I have, these precious moments, I've been tasked to speak on the adabs of a sheikh, the etiquettes, and our relationship with our spiritual mentor. There's a beautiful saying, أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ لَا أَلَّا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقْنِ السَّلَاحِ. I love the pious. أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ But I'm not amongst them. لَا أَلَّا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقْنِ السَّلَاحِ. But I hope and I wish that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes me pious. First and foremost, in the Qur'an al-Kareem, this is mudallal. Ya ayyuhal lazeena amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. And alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Every breath that we take in the state of iman, that is ibadat, that is the teachings of our Hazrat Allah. Every second that we breathe in the state of iman, that is ibadat. وَكُونُ مَا السَّادِكِينَ Fear Allah. The pious will teach us how to fear Allah. اتَّقُ اللَّهِ The pious will teach us how to fear Allah. We have to learn from the pious. What is piety? How to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُونُ مَا السَّادِكِينَ This is dalil. As sitting in the company of the pious, and Qur'an al-Kareem is for eternal, then the pious will exist till Qiyamah, inshallah. Ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. So first and foremost, sometimes a person feels that we don't have the person in the capacity and the capability of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah. We don't have somebody like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah. But the Shaykh and the guide and the spiritual mentor will come from amongst us. Like Hazrat says, that if we want to take the medication of Hakim Ajmal Khan, then we must first dig our grave. If we want to take the medication that was prescribed by Shaykh Hakim Ajmal Khan, then what we should do is first dig our grave. Because the body of ours, the jism of ours is not as strong as the people of the past. That amount of mujahida that they can make. So the Shaykh will come from amongst us. Like Hazrat says today, the murid, mashallah, I admit I also am the same, we are like cardboard and plastic. So don't expect the Shaykh to be like iron and metal. When the murid is like cardboard and he's like plastic, like tissue paper, just blows. So what you expect the Shaykh to be? But alhamdulillah, in our eyes, regard as our Shaykh, I regard my Shaykh as the Qutb and Abdal of the time. Regard with high esteem, have that zan, it's the zan of our Shaykh, whoever your spiritual mentor is. In our case, our Hazrat Wala, double barakatuh. So when choosing a Shaykh, don't think that now we're going to wait for Imam Ghazali rahmatullah. The time of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has passed. Shaykh Ma'inuddin Chisti rahmatullah, that has passed. So first and foremost, when should we start our Islam? When we get old, 50 years old, 60 years old, let me enjoy myself now inshallah, and then when my two legs are in the grave, then I will make my Islam. No, Hazrat Wala says, oh, Islam begins now, immediately starts. We should start now to make our Islam. We came here also, we came with one maqsad to make our Islam. So the choosing of a Shaykh, a person has chosen the Shaykh, alhamdulillah, the Shaykh is on sunnah. That is the type of Shaykh. The details, ulama-i-kiram have written. I don't want to go too much in details, but we have chosen a Shaykh. Once we have chosen the Shaykh, then have this in mind, that this is the individual who will link me up, with the click of a button, will link me up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there are a few things, etiquettes. First and foremost, the choosing of a Shaykh. Once the Shaykh has been chosen, that is now our spiritual guide. That is our spiritual guide, a spiritual guide. Person that goes for some, not that I approve of this, I totally disapprove it of also, you have coaches. Coach. You have to do exactly what the coach tells you to do. So likewise, what the Shaykh tells us to do, the spiritual mentor who is called our guide, our peer, our murshid, we have to do exactly what the Shaykh tells us to do. We are the murid. We can't dictate to the Shaykh. We can't dictate to our Shaykh. We have to take lessons and blessings from the Shaykh. We can't dictate to the Shaykh. We don't give bayans to the Shaykh. That is our guide, murshid, or we call peer. We are the murid. And the murid murad is that through the barakat of this Shaykh and his teachings and his Islam, I will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason for coming here to the Khanqah. What is the Khanqah? Hazrat Wala said it beautifully. It's not the place for eating, sleeping and meeting. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuh, also mentioned that. Eating, sleeping and meeting, no. Khanqah is where that epitome, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created in us. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feed in us through the medium of the Shaykh. So first and foremost, to be a murid, one must have adab. What is adab? Respect. Respect for one's spiritual mentor. Beautifully Hazrat mentioned, and Hazrat also mentioned Dr. Sabir Sahib, rahmatullah, is one of his teachings on adab also. Ba adab, ba nasib, be adab, be nasib, bad adab, bad nasib. Ba adab, ba nasib. Be adab, be nasib, bad adab, bad nasib. If we come with respect and honor to the Shaykh, inshallah we will derive. If we come with respect and honor to our Shaykh, to our spiritual mentor, we will benefit inshallah. Ba adab ba nasib. Jo ba adab hota hai, wo nasib hota hai. Iske nasib mein kuch milta hai. He will get something. Ba adab ba nasib. So respect and honor. so much of respect and honor because this individual, this personality, he is going to link us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the threshold that is going to link us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba'adab ba'nasib. Ba'adab ba'nasib. A person, he's got no adab in his life. He does not even respect the shirk. What he will derive, what benefit he will derive. And Dr. Sawar Sahib, rahmatullah, mentioned, ba'adab ba'nasib. Person rooted evil, he'll only procure evil. Nothing else will come. So very important. That is very, very important. One step further from there is bad. Sometimes a person, he sees the shaykh, but he does not want to take bad. Bad has its benefits, mashallah. Bad is the oath of allegiance. It is not something that is, a person may say that this, sometimes a person say that, what is this bid'ah? And then from here you're going to go into hero worshipping. No. Ba'at is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu majma'in, they became Sahaba radiallahu majma'in because of the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu majma'in. So through sohbat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Islam. So we find in Makkah al-Mukarramah 13 years of the Islam of the Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu majma'in. To what heights? When they came to Medina Munawwara, does not mean that the Islam stopped. Islam continued. But ahkam of Quran al-Kareem, rules and regulations, laws of the entire deen, within 10 years in Medina Munawwara, Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu majma'in, this ready to accept. So Islam was made in the two places, in Makkah Mukarrama, the different form of Islam, Medina Munawwara, different form of Islam. So the Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu majma'in, they had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their spiritual guide, as their spiritual mentor. Through the spiritual guide and the spiritual mentor, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kindled in our hearts. Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. A person wants to kindle, he wants to ignite his heart with the love and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many on occasions I've heard from my Hazrat wala. Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. We want to have a candle, we're holding the candle in our hands. We want to ignite the candle. How do you ignite the candle? If you take this candle at the wick of the candle and put it next to the flame, then mashallah it will be ignited. Aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. So being in the company of the shaykh who has that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshaAllah will be transferred to us. But that will also come through adab. Ba adab ba nasib, be adab be nasib, bad adab bad nasib. So this etiquette is very, very important. But first, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu majma'in, they took ba'at to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person sees a spiritual mentor, he wants to take ba'at. Ba'at has its benefit. And sometimes the shaykh may also say that it's not necessary for you to take ba'at now. Attend my majalis. Ask to see if there is some munasibat. Munasibat is very important. What is munasibat? Munasibat is a compatibility between you and the shaykh who is going to be a spiritual mentor, because there must be a free flow. There must be a free flow of communication between yourself and the shaykh. That is called munasibat. Compatibility. We say, Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damul Barakatu, Rahmatullah Ali, Awashaykh Damul Barakatu also says, the blood groups must be the same. The blood groups must be the same. You want to blood transfusion, the groups must be the same. It can't be different groups. If it's A, it has to be A. If it's B, it has to be B. It can't be a different group. The blood group has to be the same. So compatibility, there must be a compatibility between the two. The murid and the murshid. There must be compatibility. So it's very important to see the compatibility. The compatibility must be there. Then a person got to understand also the mizaj of a sheikh. The mizaj of a sheikh. Over a period of time. The mizaj means the temperament of the sheikh. The temperament of the shaykh. The person should understand the mizaj of the shaykh, the temperament of the shaykh. Just recently, I got a Hazrat immediately at the time of meal. As soon as we went to a program, mashallah, for the dawah, we went to a place called Stainsras after Jummah Namaz, the dawah. So as we're sitting there, he said to me, Mawlana, would you like to have coke or would you like to have water? Immediately I thought of Hazrat Wallah, what is the mizaj of the shaykh? Never would you go in front of my shaykh and tell him, would you have coke or you have water? You must learn the mizaj of your shaykh. Mizaj samajhte? Learn the mizaj of your shaykh. What is the mizaj of your shaykh? The temperament of your shaykh. So birth, through birth, the barakat is you become diligent. You become diligent. And you become vigilant. Become diligent and become vigilant. That is the barakat of the that is the barakat of bath. And sometimes you can make your Islam without the bath. Without the bath you can make your Islam. But alhamdulillah, bath is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many people, mashallah, who have taken bath, their life has changed, mashallah. Their life has changed. There's four important things. Hazrat Mala Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned. He's mentioned one thing. Sometimes a person wants to know, how do you communicate with the Shaykh? When we are attending the majlis and majalis of the Shaykh, sometimes the Shaykh will speak, sometimes the Shaykh will not speak. That is not necessary that the Shaykh has to speak all the time, like the radio stations, 24 hours. Whether you're listening or not listening, it just carries on, 24 hours. They've got a purpose. They have to just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. But yes, sometimes you attend the majlis of the Shaykh is silent, the Shaykh will not speak, but that is also the majlis of the Shaykh. Hazrat Shah Waqifullah Sahib, Ilahabadi Rahmatullahi, many occasions my Ustad, Mawlana Abraz Sahib Juni, Rahmatullahi, to say that he used to attend Hazrat Wala's majlis, Hazrat would be just silent. Not a single word, but that used to be the majlis of the Shaykh. So sometimes the Shaykh will speak, sometimes the Shaykh does not have to speak. But every time the Shaykh has to speak though. Sometimes the Shaykh will speak in the majlis, sometimes the Shaykh will not speak. And when we come to the Shaykh's majlis, become ears, do not become the mouth and the tongue. That is also adab of the Shaykh. Otherwise you will come to the Shaykh and you will just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. When are you going to listen to your Shaykh? When are you going to listen to our Zikwala? So, when you come to the majlis, you should become ears, not the tongue. Become the ears. If our Shaykh and Hazrat Wala tells us to speak, then we speak. If we are told not to speak, we don't speak. And if we don't speak, mashallah, that's the time we benefit. How are we going to benefit from the elders? If we are going to carry on speaking, then what lessons are we going to take and benefit from the elders? Because we come here for ta'lim, we came here to learn. Everyone, we came here for our own islah. We have our Shaykh, he is our Shaykh, he is our Murshid, he is our Muslih. We came for our own islah. Islah begins immediately. Islah begins immediately. For example, today we did not read Durood Sharif. Immediately start reading Durood Sharif and make salawat, alhamdulillah, our Islah has begun. And Hazrat Wala has taught us also, Hazrat Wala has taught us that a person, soon as he makes Tawbah, he is already walking the path of Wilayat. As soon as you make Tawbah in your heart, mashallah, we are walking the path of Wilayat. This is the teachings of our Hazrat. Four things. One is Aitimad and Aitikad. Aitimad and Aitikad. What is Aitimad and Aitikad that one should have on the Shaykh? Aitimad and Aitikad. Aitikad that we should have full conviction on our Shaykh. Full conviction. Whatever the Shaykh tells us, full conviction, that is Aitimad. That is Aitikad. Aitimad that we have full reliance on the Shaykh. Full reliance on the Shaykh. Full reliance on the Shaykh. For example, a person, he may say that, but you hero worship. Today you see, person wears his jersey. He says, what's your jersey number? He says, number 11. What is that number 11? He says, no, my star. He plays for Liverpool. Oh, he's a striker. So is that not hero worshipping? He has photographs of him and he follows him. He knows every, how many hat-tricks he made, how many matches he played for and so on. But our Shaykh, sometimes you ask a person, what's your Shaykh's name? He says, I don't know, I took bet to one Shaykh, you know, some 10 years ago, Mawlana, but no contact, I don't know. What type of a relationship? So the relationship with the Shaykh should be a warm relationship. It should be a warm relationship. Aitimad and Aitikad. One is full conviction on the Shaykh, and Aitimad, full that my reliance is on the Shaykh. I've given my hand. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that there, when you came, you have sold yourself to the Shaykh. You have sold yourself to the Shaykh. You have sold yourself to the Shaykh now. You have handed over yourself to the Shaykh. And then ittila and ittiba. Ittila and ittiba. Ittila is that we can continue informing the Shaykh of our halat, whether it is good or bad. Ittila and ittiba. Ittila, we inform the Shaykh. Make ittila. Inform the Shaykh that what we are doing, what we are doing. The ma'mulas, what is our conditions, what is our kafiyat, ittila. And ittiba, what the Shaykh tells us to do, do that. Once a person came to Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, he mentioned about this Shaykh and that Shaykh and this Shaykh and that Shaykh. And sometimes it happens to us also, we go Shaykh shopping. Sit in this majlis, go to next majlis, then we become a bunch of confusion, where's in a bag of cabbage. Now, We are back to one Shaykh. Hazrat used to say, ye sab ke saath muhabbat karna. You see a baby, it will only drink its mother's milk. But any mother, any other lady that takes the baby and kisses the baby, mashallah, can accept the cuddle and so on. But it only drink its mother's milk. Sab ke saath muhabbat karna, apne maa ke doodh peena. What Hazrat wala say? Sab ke saath muhabbat karna, mashallah, mashayikh will come, respect and honor. But milk will drink from our shirts. That teaches you deep. Sab ke saath muhabbat karna, apne maa ke doodh peena. So the baby won't drink the milk of the neighbors, the lady from Nigeria, whatever she is, whoever she is. That milk the baby won't drink from. The breast of the child won't drink that milk. It will only drink the milk of its mother. So we make muhabbat with everybody, we follow our Shaykh. We should make dua for our Shaykh. We should make dua for our Shaykh that Allah Ta'ala raises the status and the darja of the Shaykh. And have good guman and zun of the Shaykh also. That, as I said, in my opinion, Hazrat Wala is the kutub of the time. The mujaddid of the time. Every sphere, those Yusuf Bhai said 100%, I endorse that. I knew Hazrat Wala from the days of Primrose, from Jameson, came to Jamaat work, Maktab work, Darul Ulum, Khanka work. Alhamdulillah, Allah given that to our Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy, inshallah, keep us over a long period of time under the shadow of our Shaykh. Have that muhabbat. Not a single moment should come that we should oppose the Shaykh, no. If sometimes a person is speaking against our Shaykh, we should stand and defend our Shaykh. That is muhabbat. Other degree of muhabbat also, quietly make dua for the Shaykh. Shaykh will definitely make dua. If we have bad thoughts and evil thoughts of the Shaykh, we will not benefit from the Shaykh. We will not benefit from the fears and the fuyus of the Shaykh. So those who came with the intentions, inshallah, to take that, and you want to take that, then open your heart and come forward and say that I want to take that, inshallah. There's no harm in that. Then, how do you know that you are benefiting from the Shaykh? How do we know that we are benefiting from the Shaykh? When we start thinking like the Shaykh, and we start speaking like the Shaykh, and walking like the Shaykh, and dressing like the Shaykh, then you know there is some munasibat, now the munasibat has started. Otherwise, look at the Shaykh's dressing. Once I met one person, I said, MashaAllah, you get to so and so. But I said, the clothing, there's no munasibat in the clothing. Look at your clothing, how you are dressed and how your Shaykh is dressed. There's no munasibat in the dressing. A person who is following his soccer star, he's following his star. Everything about the star he knows. What he wears, the color of his socks, the color of his shoes, where he shops, which restaurant he eats and so on. I'm not encouraging all these things. I don't encourage these things as well. So our Shaykh, we don't know anything. How is it possible that we don't know nothing about our Shaykh? We should have to learn about our Shaykh. In the absence of our Shaykh, listen to the bayans of our Shaykh, and then read the kitabs of our Shaykh. Inshallah, through this also we will benefit. So I said that muhabbat of the Shaykh, have that muhabbat in our hearts, it should be muhabbat of the Shaykh. Otherwise, as I mentioned, that if we got evil thoughts, we will not benefit. Remember the Shaykh, our spiritual guide and mentor. Object is that through the spiritual guide and the mentor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the main thing. That Allah must be pleased with us, we must be pleased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no connection without a guide. Everywhere there is a guide. Look at Shamsuddin, Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi. Sometimes it happens that the Shaykh comes to us. We are so blessed. In this zamana, our Hazrat Wala travels from place to place at this age. Today, 15-year-old boy says, no, I've got a backache. See? Our Hazrat at this age travels locally, regionally, internationally. With what Yusuf Bhai mentioned very well. That to make the whole world majnoon with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sare alam ko majnoon banaye. So our mansha should be the mansha of our Shaykh. What is our Shaykh? That should be the mansha. What is our Shaykh's mansha? What is the mansha of the Shaykh? Understand what is the mansha of the Shaykh? What is the object of the Shaykh? That should be, we should be conducting majalis. We should be conducting majalis in various places as our Hazrat gives ijazat. Then whatever the Shaykh tells us to do, for example, we are told to recite Quran and Kareem. So ask ourselves, if we are murid for how many years, how many of us are reading Quran Sharif every day? To what extent we are reading Quran Sharif? How much do we understand of the Quran Kareem? We are given tasbihat, isme zat, nafi isbat, taking the name of Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah. Are we punctual with our zikrs? Are we punctual? Sometimes we say, no, we are not progressing. The reason why we don't progress, because we don't follow what the Sheikh tells us. We don't. You have a garment or a tom-tom. And he tells you, turn right, he says, to hell with you, I'll turn left. Do what you want to do. And then turn left and you go left, you'll carry on, you'll be left off for the rest of your life. So, with that the Sheikh tells us, turn right, turn left, turn left. And when we come to the Sheikh for making mashura, mashura, welcome our Hazrat Wala also, making mashura, put what you have to put forward, don't like whole encyclopedia, 15 volumes, no. 15 volumes of encyclopedia, no. The main object, what mashura will be made. Our Sheikh is not a marriage counselor. The Sheikhs are not marriage counselor. He's not giving loans from the bank or come to the Sheikh for zakat. See, the Sheikh, you got a problem with your car, you want to know whether the plugs are working or the points are not. The Sheikh is not for that. That is not the work of the Sheikh. The Sheikh is to make our isla, the reformation of ourselves, our nafs, where akhlaq-e-razila becomes akhlaq-e-hamida. Control of temper, control of anger, control of jealousy, hatred, animosity, and where the good things come in our life. That is the Sheikh, that is the guide, to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove the filth, and cleanse our hearts with the cleansing of the heart process takes place. That is the Sheikh, but asking him that, you know what, diesel, what should I use, 500, or petrol, 98, or 97, or 95, that is not what the Sheikh's purpose is. The Sheikh and the Khanqah is not for that purpose. Wallah Khanqah, Khanqah ban jayega. You come over here eating, sleeping, meeting, eating, sleeping, meeting, eating, sleeping, meeting. Are you going to benefit? No. Sit in the programs with a clean and clear heart that mashallah, our spiritual guide is here, our spiritual mentor is here. Each one make muhasibah for ourself. Our Hazrat Wala Masul, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say that make muhasibah every night. How far am I progressing? I'm so many years, ta'alluq with the Sheikh and with my spiritual guide. How far have I progressed? Is there tilawat in my life? Is there zikr in my life? Sometimes we make zikrullah, we say we don't benefit from zikrullah. Allahu Akbar. Once a person came, I'm concluding now, the time is up. A person came to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullah and said to say, Hazrat Wala, I'm taking Allah's name but maza nahi aate hai. Zikr to karkao, lekin maza nahi aate hai. Ki Allah ka shukar karo, ki Allah ta'ala ne aapko zikr karne ki taufiq nasib farmaya. That you're taking Allah's name in your mother. Make shukar to Allah Ta'ala that this tongue is taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name. Sometimes kefiyat comes, kefiyat will go also. Kefiyat is not the maqsad. Kefiyat, different halas, the personal experience. Kefiyat is not the maqsad. Maqsad is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is traveling from Azadbul, he's going down to Sanger. Now, every 5 minutes he's stopping, look at this, he saw a bush and he saw this and he saw that and he saw this and he saw that. His maqsad is to reach Allah. The maqsad is to reach Allah. What comes in between is not the maqsad. The maqsad is from leaving the place of where you are moving from Azazel you are going to stay here. The destination is there. Our destination is that Allah Ta'ala connects us through the barakat of the Shaykh, connects us to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Tere mehboob ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya ho. Tere mehboob ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya ho. Haqiqat usne tu kar deni surat leke aya ho. Wa akhirat da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Jazakallahu khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of making amal on these adab of our mashayikh so that we can benefit tremendously. Next, we will have a program by Ihsan Saab, who is also a senior khalifa of our Sheikh. He comes from Rustenburg. And whenever we have the monthly majlis, then by Ihsan Saab also conducts ta'lim, and here also he will be conducting ta'lim. One great quality, or one very good quality that by Ihsan Saab has is that of istiqamat. That for so many years he's coming to the majlis, he comes all the way from Rustenburg. But generally he will never ever miss a program, even the monthly majlis if he has to come. He will come on Tuesday, thereafter on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. Allah Ta'ala grant us that quality of istiqamah as well.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. This section we are tasked with kitab reading. As we know, this is one part very, very important which we lack. Just before we start, because Islahi Majlis and the Barakat, just to mention also Sahaba, how they were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This comes in a hadith of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he mentions that one day someone is narrating from him, that he mentions that, you know, kharaja ila Masjid al-Nabawi. Imagine how Sahaba, they contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They go to, he's going to Masjid al-Nabawi alone, they say. And then when he comes there, he says, يَجَدُوا مَعَازِ إِبْنَ جَبَرْ رَجَى اللَّهُ تَمَمْ قَعِدًا in the قَبْرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ. He's sitting by the قَبْرِ وَيَبْكِ and he's crying. Look at Sahaba, the problem, go to Rasulullah. And this later, while I'm speaking, our Hazrat when he came back from Umrah, Allahu Akbar, you know, that we must respect. And when we say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one masla is, it is wajib at least once to say sallallahu, and say it happily, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked him, what made you, ma yubkika, why are you crying? He said, that shay'un that I heard, sami'tu min Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that, in the yaseer of riyah, even that slight riyah, we are sitting here, it mustn't be that we are calling to ourselves, make intention we call towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is shirk. And he's kind, there's other advisors also, that was to make intention, ya Allah, please, take this out in our Hazrat's talimat, alhamdulillah. As I mentioned, read this dua also often, Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bika shay'a wa ana a'lamu. Allah, we ask protection that we make shirk khafi. We don't realize, because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to give a bayan, is going to say, ana aghna shuraka, I'm the most independent of partners. You make 99% ibadat for Allah and 1% for someone else, Allah say, I don't share, give it to him. So Allah save us from it. And wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Allah save us what we don't even know it can happen. And why this kitab also, I don't know if there's going to be enough time also, but we'll try inshallah. Normally Hazrat prescribes 6 kitabs. And just to first, the main thing is tarheeb, to give this importance. It's not only here to read. Today's time, find out at home, who is our teachers for our children. Na'udhu billah, Mawlana Abraham Hatsab, rahmatullah, I used to call it, that eye of Dajjal. The TV, the way people are going crazy for it. You know? And everything they read that they want. In fact, one article I read, it states like, you know, funny instructions on the article. Many, many things, but one of it was, if you buy a Superman suit, it won't make you fly. So people are laughing. But really, our children, the cartoons, the way they walk, the way they talk, they want to do exactly, jump, you think you'll fly. We don't have this because of the lack of talim. We don't know who is Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first thing is very, very important, because otherwise, our children, they're not informed, and we don't blame them, it's our fault. We don't even know. We don't have this love. Part of Iman is connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just to mention, I'm digressing, but inshallah we'll just go few minutes. The object is not the kitab reading, it's to tell you what it is, more or less, and try and inculcate it at home. Then Mawlana Mansur, Tamad Barakat Mawrasthamba Gwandi, where they had a Kabristan. So a person, and you know what is love? Just before this, let me just explain. One student, this is an old example, we don't know who's the new soccer stars and things, you know. The old example, one youngster came and picked up the student from a madrasa. So he asked, he was wearing this hair band, what they call LS band, boy. She asked him, why are you wearing this? He said, well, don't you know Beckham wears it like this? He thought he's like pride, you are stupid. This is a kafir, he wears it like this, that's what we wear. That is one thing you must learn, love, man. Is the greatest conqueror. Where is love is the heart. And heart is the king of all the actions. If the heart falls, everything falls. Why a small child cries? I don't know what's the new cartoon characters, you know, old days to be Spider-Man and things. They cry, they want their pyjamas. Who told them any fazilat of it? The heart is dropped there. So that's very important also while we're there. And people don't know, again, old. And Rasulullah told Hazrat Umar also, your iman is not complete until I am more beloved to you than everything beside it. So on this here, why I'm saying this is just to explain, because we don't know what we speak today. And this is our sheikh. He goes around the world, and our silsila, the Tangi silsila is 5. Correct your aqaid, ibadat, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, every aspect. Akhlaq, all the aspects. Not only certain like an elephant. You just take the trunk part, one guy says no, like this, and one guy take like a stump of the leg or something like the tail. The whole deen must come in place. While we're there, so one person, while at the sunnah, what is the sunnah? And this must become beloved. To throw in the qabr and think of yourself, min خلق منا خلقنا right? What's his motto? وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. That this is the tree. Think yourself that we created from it and we're going to go back to it. It's not going to be here forever. And we're going to be resurrected again from it. So the people are throwing in this. So one person was standing there, and he was a big person of the community, you know, money wise. So he said, Maulana, you know what? This system here, and one thing I don't agree with it. It's too long. He hasn't got sabr. He says, you know, the Christians ways, right? They just come with a bulldozer, they throw, and it's finished easy. Maulana is Jalali, so he told him, you know, what you said now brought you to the brink of kufr. You are saying that Rasulullah's way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an outdated system, na'udhu billah. Wallah, if you can just realize it every way as we were seeing in this. Remember, I just gave you like, first of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see what is a kamil person. In fact, you know, once Haji Farooq sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, asked from me, Shaykh Manan Masihullah Khan, rahmatullah, this is what we heard from the talimat about Hazrat Dawam Barakatum. For him, Hazrat did make dramas get the mizaji ashrafiya. So what is this? So he asked him, what is this mizaji ashrafiya? So he said that, i'tidali kamila, perfect balance. You don't go overboard, every circumstance is on its place. Just, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we'll just give a little bit because time is short. Like this was in the 7th year of Hijri when the expedition of Khaybar went. After Khandaq, the Jews, you know, they betrayed Rasulullah from behind. They thought they were going to conquer them. They were expelled. They went to Khaybar, started there. There also they called the people of Makkah to come. Again, go to Khiyana, their nature like this. So, there was attack Khaybar. And then in the spoils of war, one of the leader's daughters, Safiya, Binti Huwai, was captured by one ordinary person. Person came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She is the leader of the chiefs of the Banu Hurayza and things. You can't be given to ordinary person. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to him first, justice. Not I am the king, I do what I want. Look at it, Rasulullah, where is his karja, what is? But Sahaba, he said, no, we take someone else. He said, it's fine, I only need someone to help, say, a slave girl, you know. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married her. But I want to explain something. Now look how he's with the wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while traveling, when he's attempt to mount the camel, he would offer his leg. Today, the real thing not to open the door, car door for the wife, you know. You know, it's something wrong. Rasulullah offered to make easy for her. But she also, she knows adab. She said, I never used to put my sole of my bottom of my feet on the Mubarak leg of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is the other. Now to explain, this is one thing. But even the i'tidal, on this one occasion, like for example, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes home and sees that Safiya is there crying. Say, Ya Safiya, what is wrong? Says, no. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anhuma. They say, you know, they told me that, you know, you know Jewish connection. She was actually her family from Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. She was a family of hers. So he said, you know what? They're saying, oh, we are linked to the Quraysh. Rasulullah, we meet up our families. And he's our husband. No, nothing. Let's go wives, no problem. Rasulullah said, look how he handles the situation. He tells her, you know what? Why didn't you tell them that you are, your father is Hazrat Harun alayhi salam? Instead of my father is Harun, who was a Nabi. My uncle is Musa alayhi salam, who was a Nabi. And my husband is Muhammad Rasulullah. But the time came that one day what happened? Her camel became sick. Hazrat Safiya. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha had extra. Rasulullah told her, give her one. And she just blurted out, I must kill a Yahudi, I must be this Yahudi. Now you're going over the bounds. Hajara, Rasulullah separated from her. 3 months, 2.5 months. To teach, listen here, this is there is system. In many, many ways, everything is in its place, you know. Allahu Akbar. So what can we say? That perfect personality. We leave. That people come today to the masjid, they've got this audacity. Who are like a billboard to show people, this is my hero in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And what is the reason? Don't blame them. Blame ourselves. We are not taking care of ourselves first, we don't know. Our children, we don't teach them. Allah give us topics so that this is very important. Start ta'lim at home. What this also is on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
very important. And once you know the Sirat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll know Quranic ayat Surah Araf also. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is mentioning where you find Rasulullah Maktub and in the Kitabim. Then you know Ya'muruna bil Ma'ruf wa Yanhahum anil Munkar. And then they you know wa yuhil habsak wa rizah not hafiz wa yuhilu lahum at-tayyibat. He makes halal everything in the past. The Jews, because of their sins, hard law was given to them. Like the fact of halal animals also was not permissible for them. In this Sharia of Muhammad, everything that is good, Allah made halal. Everything that is bad, Allah made haram. So it's natural. So just to, you have to take one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnahs of eating, there are many, many sunnahs. Like one example is like, wash both hands up to the wrist. And when we say this, ask ourselves, now are we doing it? Many a time we just want to wash our fingers up to the wrist. We must wash. We must be particular and see if we are doing it. And this is what we are here for. The whole majlis has been telling you. One is knowledge. Great faida in it. But also Maulana Abraul Haqsa, Imam Al-Amthana. On one day, in the same trip, Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, Tanul Barakatum was mentioning, while going to Medina, they saw a oil truck. And he also had to pull off for filling up petrol. So Mullah Abu al-Haqsab said, Deko, see, he's got a whole loading of petrol, but no connection to itself, so he can't take faida. You know? So the faida is that inshallah we must practice, and it doesn't end there. After that day, we must see that we must please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because there's many amal we'll do on Qiyamah. Allah say, you never did for me. What you coming here? Throw him in Jahannam. So main thing is this here. So this is one thing, and today inshallah, let us make this intention while we are here. If we are going to go and sit now to eat, inshallah, are we washing our hands properly? And tell each other brothers also nicely, in a good way, don't fight. Recite Bismillah aloud. There's a reason for it also. We forget. As I've always mentioned, go and see and ask the people. They say, no, I did recite it. As I said, I never saw your lips move. You say in the heart. So, but we don't eat with the heart, you know. Then we want to eat with the lips. So this is very important also. And this Bismillah Allah Rabbar in the Majaliz of Shaykh Talimat, Laylatul Arbiya, has it mentioned about this Bismillah? What I was trying to highlight about saying everything that is beneficial for you, Allah gave this Ummah, you must appreciate. Bismillah on a Japanese website, Bayan Azad gave also, in Homestead Park, Ba'da A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim, Sayurihim Ayatina. Allah will show them, Alhamdulillah, Muslim, we accept without proof. That you know, fil afaqi wa fi anfusin, in the skies and in yourself, hatta yatabayyana annahu al-haqq. That everything Allah is saying is true. Everything is full of barakah. Bismillah, this website doesn't make, I think it's miracle of water. When Bismillah is recited on the water, the molecular structure changes. And is proven from a kafir. In every way, like our Hazrat Dawud Barakatum Sunnah, every week, This is a kitab as it is doing here, Sunnah of Jadid Science. In that day, how we slaughter animal. Like for example, the four veins must be cut, the gullet, the air pipe, to jugulars. And not right, it's makruh to cut completely, it's not right. And don't even some people able to break the neck and the back and things they do at the farms? No. What is the reason? Allahu Akbar. Now they have discovered, there's a German, what is this research? They say this is the best method. And only thing is, you see, in vertebrates, all the sensory nerves, the nervous system run down the spine. So what happens here? When you cut here, the nervous system is intact. The brain is telling the body, I'm suffocating, I've got no oxygen. Supply me oxygen, and the heart pumps. Because that system is still working. And all the blood gets kicked out. And where is all the disease? It's kept in the blood. That's why we get mad cow disease, they stop the meat, because in the meat, the blood. Today also, all diseases, how they find out? Blood test. So we must get out the blood. What a clean, pure system. Allah grants us tawfiq to practice on the... Then another thing also we must mention,
is the desire of Akhirah. We unfortunately today, we take the Akhirah, we get scared. And this is a bad sign. Rasulullah said, you will be, you know what, you will be like, you know how a buffet table is laid and people pick, you will be attacked like that all over. And one of the reasons is, you know what, karahatul maut, we fear to die. Mawlana Abraham Haq Sahib is tell the children that the Qabristan is what? It's a train station to Akhirah. You know? Ma aynun ra'at. No eye saw a place like that. Wa udunun sami'at. No ears heard. You know? Wa ya ala khatri ala kalbi bashari. Can you imagine? Never you can even think of something like that. And this is our asli home. We are returning. Tell the children, don't worry, this is the terminus where we're going to enjoy. We're not going to stay here forever. And don't make them scared. This kitab, this is one of the other kitab that we have to do also. And this kitab is Shawqi Watan, which is Desire for the Akhirah. And this Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah wrote because there was a plague that was in Muzaffarnagar district. And the people worried, people were dying, up to 25 janazas a day. And people were scared. And Sahaba Ikram, Ali bin Hazrat Abu Dharr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sitting on a rooftop when there was a plague and people were running away. And the Rasulullah system is, don't run away from anything if you're there. Don't go to a place also that there is there. And people were running away. So he said, oh plague, why are you chasing them? Because you were still dying on the way. He said, come to me, I'm desirous. I said, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala on his deathbed. His wife is saying, ya Safa, oh how sad, we're going to be missing you. He said, ya Furhata, you know, big glad tidings, tomorrow Nalka Rasul was hadi. We're going to meet Rasul some tomorrow in his house. And this is really the truth. If you read this kitab, as it is explaining, when you just pass away, all your family members come in at Kabar, ask, how are you? It is a live barzakh. And go read what and what. And while you are there also, they ask about this person, where is he? And unfortunately, sometimes it happens, they say, no, this person passed away. They say, oh, he never came here. She went other side. But the thing is, the bias, and this is get taqwa. And taqwa is abstained because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised akhirah. You know, the last for taqwa is for people of taqwa in this world, makhraja, risk everything. And taqwa is to abstain from sin. But now another thing is people will say, oh, 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 too difficult for me. So abstain from sin. So what they say? Hazrat Dhamma barakatum al-aliyah. All you have to learn is make tawbah. Tawbah also, man ladhim al-istighfar. Whoever made istighfar lazim upon himself. You know? Then Allah says, يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيْكٍ مَحْرَجًا. From every difficulty, Allah is going to open up a way. You know? وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجًا. Every worry will be gone away from you. And وَيَرْزُكُمْ is the same fazilah for a person of taqwa. And they say the raz, the secret is because you continue making tawbah. Whenever you make sin, we are human beings, go make two rakah, say, Allah forgive me. Just do this. You'll see inshallah that Allah's help will definitely come. And our Hazrat Dhamma Barakatum has given us a very easy way also. So how many minutes left? My father didn't see when I started. Is it finished now? Alright. Inshallah, but okay, I just want to highlight here, is remember Sirah, Kitab, and try and practice it. And another thing also, just to give a little bit of tarheeb, sometimes at home people want to start. And all work will only be done with himmat. You have to have this. If nobody wants to join, you start alone. Read it. Inshallah, the barakat of Allah and His Rasul, it will attract. And with this intention to make Allah happy. So, Sirat of Rasulullah, know who is our Nabi. Read the beautiful Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Desire for Akhirah, because this is what we ask, Adabul Mu'asharat, what and what kitabs. Time was a bit short. I saw I started about 5 past, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it. If we just read how the etiquette of things is, because sometimes we go to the Sheikh, Sheikh, I got this problem. You don't even ask adab. Is this the right way? Are you free now? And your problem is the biggest problem. You must leave everything else. You must learn adab. Otherwise, you know what? You are causing difficulty, but you think you are doing good. And warus salah. People complain. What's wasa in our minds? We can't, you know what? And it's so simple. We're thinking, you know, ya Allah, you know, we can't concentrate. We don't know what is concentration. And then best is our year. One of the kitabs of Masla. Learn our imams, our beliefs, postures. See, one day I saw a person making salah. And out of laziness, because when he goes into sajda, he puts his legs, because he sits with his leg, he was sitting not on his left leg, his right leg and his left leg on. So when he goes to sajda, he just leave it like this. And it is wajib for 6 parts to touch. Your 2 legs must also touch during sajda. Otherwise sajda is not made, which is the farz of salah. You're doing, coming early, cold water, wudu, and then you doing it all for nothing. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah.
Jazakallahu ahsan al jaza. By Hassan Sahib, he had emphasized on the importance of reading a kitab or seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is the advice of our Hazrat Dam Barakatum, that we should recite, read a kitab on seerah at all times. What is the reason for this? That a person will inculcate the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when a person will have the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعٌ. A person that has love, he will always be obedient to his beloved. Here also ulama explained very shortly that there are five categories of love. One is a person, he loves another, محبت جمالي. Because of the jamal, the beauty of a person he loves another person. If you read the kitab of seerah, you'll understand the beauty of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second category of love is muhabbat e kamali. A person, he loves another person because of the kamal, the perfection of a person. When we read the kitab of seerah, again we'll understand the kamal and the perfection of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What poems have been written in regards to the perfection of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thirdly, a person, he loves another muhabbat e ihsani, because of the ihsan and the favor a person has done to you. And we find if you read the kitab of seerah again, you will understand what favors Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has done for this ummah, that we cannot even enumerate them. The fourth category is muhabbat aqli. A person loves another person because he realizes there's some benefit in loving this person. If I love him, I will benefit from this person. And thereafter, the fourth type is muhabbat tab'i. That a natural love that comes into a person, like the love the parents have for their children, the children have for their parents. This is what we call muhabbat tab'i. Now when a person starts looking at each category, he develops that muhabbat for the jamal of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the kamal of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the ihsan of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then he realizes there's benefit for me only in following Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that muhabbat will become natural. And this is the muhabbat that Sahaba had for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like for example on the occasion of the Battle of Badr. It is mentioned that after the Battle of Badr had taken place, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, his son told him that at that time he was not a Muslim, he was a kafir. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was on the side of Sahaba. So the son tells the father, "Oh my father, I had the opportunity of slaying you. But because I realized that you are my father, therefore I spared your life." Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala did not hesitate. Immediately he said that if you came under my line, I would not have spared your life, because at that time you were the enemy of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the quality that a person should start from, with the jamal, with the kamal of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and read the quality where that love becomes tabi. Allah Ta'ala grants us the muhabbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Finally, we have the last program by Maulana Muhammad Mehtar Sahib of Fikr Marisburg. Maulana is an imam of Masjid al-Salihin, and Alhamdulillah, Maulana has made a great effort in bringing an entire busload for the Islahi Jalsa. May Allah Ta'ala accept.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nabi rahmatullahi explained very, very beautifully that Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak, that oh Allah, we ask you of your love. That is the first one, first part of the du'a. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and the love of those who love you. The genuine lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third request that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making in this du'a, wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak, and we ask you of those actions that will acquire your love. So he explains very, very beautifully from this dua that understand it to be a chain, like a chain got links that are interjoining each other. So on one side we asking, oh Allah, we are asking of your love. That is the first link. Then with the second link, we are asking the love of those who love you, the lovers of Allah. And the third one is we are asking for those actions which will acquire the love of Allah. So if a person only understands, he will realize the most important link is the middle link. That is the love of those who love Allah. Because that is the link that joins both the links. So if a person has the love of the Shaykh and who connects to a certain buzruq, or if he takes bath in his hands, or suhbat in his company, then automatically, inshallah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And by sitting in a company, then those actions will come that will guarantee that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something very, very important, that we have the love of Allah, we have tazkiyah,
And this is something that over and over is emphasized, and this alhamdulillah, this majlis, this Islahi Istimar is taking place for a whole maqsad to understand the importance of reformation of our heart. And Jannat is for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, وَذَٰلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The Jannat is reserved for those people who make tazkiyah. So Allah forbid, if tazkiyah is not made in this world, then tazkiyah can be made in the qabr. Or it can be made in a year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. One occasion, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned a very beautiful thing. He said, أَجَبًا مِنَ النَّاسِ يَبْكُونَ عَلَى مَنْ مَاتَ جَسَدُهُ. That very strange is the halat and condition of the people, that they crying over a dead body. When a person passes away, they are crying over a dead body. وَلَا يَبْكُونَ عَلَى مَنْ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ وَهُوَ أَشَدُ. But they do not cry over a dead heart, which is more intense, which is more important. So those hearts that are physically dead, then they are cut off from this world. But those hearts that are spiritually dead, they are cut off from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how important it is that we revive our hearts. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi on one occasion, Abdul Ghani Kulpuri rahmatullahi told Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi that, oh Hakim Sahib, that it seems the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very difficult. But put your hands into the hands of your Shaykh, that not only the path will become easy, but it will become enjoyable as well. The poem says very, very beautifully, that Mujhe sahal ho gaye manzile, that the stages of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have become very, very easy. Ki hawa ki ruh ki badal gayi, that the wind also has turned direction. Tere haath mein aa gaya, that putting my hands in the hands of my Shaykh, then chiraagh ye raah jal gaye. Then the pathway of the reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pathway of going towards Allah has become enlightened, has become lit up. So how beautiful the poet says, that by linking up with the Shaykh, then like how an aeroplane that lands or it takes off, that whole runway is lit up. So suddenly we're taking off, inshallah, the pathway will be lit up. When we land, inshallah, also will be lit up. And the Quran al-Kareem emphasizes also, Mana Ahmad Muhammad San Partabu Ghari Rahmatullahi commented on this verse, فَدْخُلِي فِي إِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention over here that enter amongst my servants, my beloved servants, and then enter into Jannah? So he says that Makin Abzal hai Makan se. That the inmates of Jannah are more important than Jannah itself. So in this world, if a person links up with the buzur, with the pious person, then he will enjoy as if though he's enjoying Jannah already in this world. Then jaza'u wifaqa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that, oh my banda, enter among my servants, among my pious servants, then go into Jannah. This was the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibarika as-salihin. That, oh Allah, enter me through your mercy among the pious servants. The dua of Yusuf alayhi salam, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. That let me pass away in this condition that I'm submitting to your will and your commands. And, oh Allah, join me with the salihin. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, join us among the rank of the salihin, inshaAllah. The benefits of joining and linking up with some shaykh. On one occasion, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Kulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi was with Hazrat Hakim Sahib in his hometown at the Eidgah. And Mawlana Abdul Ghani Kulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi had just performed his awabin salam. And he looked to Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi and told him, Hakim Sahib, this is the place where I was born. So Hakim Sahib looked at him very strangely and said, yeah, in the Eidgah you was born. Then he explained to me, you don't understand. Here was my spiritual birth. This was the place where I took birth in the hands of my Ashraf Ali Thani. So alhamdulillah, I echo the same sentiments. It was in this majal, alhamdulillah, we took birth on the hands of Hazrat. And this was the place of our spiritual birth as well. So when a person links up with some Shaykh, then life comes into a person. Just like how that hen that sits over the nestlings, over those eggs, those, subhanAllah, those dead eggs, life comes into it, a live chicken comes out. Now, that hen, that incubation period takes place, plus minus 20, 21 days. Heat is now infused into those eggs, and life comes into that. So somebody by sitting in a company, and our Shaykh Dawud Barakatuh says that in this zamana, 40 days a person should stay in the company of his Shaykh. And that hen does not leave his chicks alone after he is born. It will fend for that those chicks. It will defend those chicks from his predators. It will teach that chicks how to look for its food. So somebody by sitting under the wings of our Shaykh, it will teach us how to defend ourselves from our enemies of nafs and shaitan. It will teach us how to get our spiritual food by the means of zikr. So many benefits. On one occasion, when Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi explained that in Jaunpur in India, there is very famous for its oils. We have the essence of rose, the jasmine oil, etc. But how did it come about? He says that there are sesame seeds. Sesame seeds, which are there is no value attached to it. And if a person just takes the sesame seeds and puts it onto the petals of the rose, then nothing will happen. But some mujahada has to take place. It's put on the banks of the river, it is rubbed, it is cleaned, the dirt and the grime is removed. Then when a thin porous layer is remaining, now it's put onto the petals of that, the petals of the rose. Now it imbibes within it that oil of jasmine or rose oil. Now it becomes very, very valuable. So the end product becomes very, very valuable. So explain from this that we take bath on the hands of a person's, on a certain sheikh, then we need to make some mujahada, like how the sesame seeds, it is cleaned and all the grime, the dirt is removed. Now we sit in the company of the sheikh, now we become very, very valuable. Wala Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say that we are like the third class, speaking for myself, third class is that we are third class train and the seats are not comfortable, the seats are torn, sometimes the windows are not opening, the fans are not working, it is very, very hot, it is stuffy over there. But on the contrary, the first class train, has all the amenities. It has AC, a comfortable bed, beautiful linen. So now, for the third class to reach the first class, to reach the destination, the only condition is he has to link it up with the first class. So now, the first class are the mashayikh, are the buzruks, and we are the third class. And فَدْخُلِي فِي إِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّةِ. That inshallah, they will go into Jannah. We just have to hang, cling on very, very fast, hold on to them, and inshallah, we will also join them into Jannah, inshallah. As Yusuf Sahib, Dawud Barakat mentions a beautiful dream. I remember once the dream Hazrat mentioned that there was a certain Arim of Pakistan. He had a dream, and in the dream he saw Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi on a ship, and two boats come up to the ship. On one boat was Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, and the other was Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawud Barakat. And Hakim Sahib was giving them water and telling them that go and extinguish the fires of all the fitnas that are taking place throughout the world. This was the basharat for both these hadrats, and one buzruk, one sheikh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his qabr al-nur, has already reached his destination. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used our sheikh to travel the vast oceans of this world and keep him with afiyat and grant him long life, and also give us the tawfiq of benefiting from him. And also very, very important, respected brothers, personally, Mawlana Musa asked me to say few words, to say what benefit is taking there, that on different angles, there are great benefits of linking up with some sheikh. As a father, there is benefit. As a son towards his parent, there is benefit. As a ustad to his children, to his class, to the students in the maktab, there is benefit. As a ustad and as an imam towards the congregation, there is so much of benefit. So every angle of Allah, respected brothers, there is so much of benefit of taking bayat and linking up with some sheikh and making some suhbat, comparing with some sheikh. And just like how that hen that sits over that eggs, life will come to it. Wallah, that inshallah, Allah give me the tawfiq, intention is there to come spend 40 days inshallah. Allah make it easy. And I remember last year before Ramzan, I came to the masjid, asked Hazrat, what programs should I make for this Ramzan? I'm thinking I want to make big program, make tashkia of people. Hazrat said, no, if you come spend 40 days with me first. So I looked at him, Hazrat, you know, so short notice. He said, okay, you know, next year, inshallah. So for every time after that, Hazrat met me, you coming for 40 days? I said, inshallah. In Cape Town, in the bayan, he told me, Moya, make your tashkil in the masjid. I said, inshallah, I'm coming. So this is something which is very, very important to come and sit in the incubation period. This 40 days, inshallah. And you will see in every angle, you will be benefit, inshallah. And also, our last example, on one occasion, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he went to a certain place where people were involved in agriculture. And those people have PhD degrees and very advanced in regards to knowledge of agriculture. So they asked Hazrat Hakim Sahib, what benefit is there to link up with some sheikh? What benefit is there? So Hazrat Hakim Sahib, now how intelligent they were. He said, I will use your examples. Then he asked them, or what benefit is your studying, your PhD degrees? So they said that we are able to convert those mangoes which are indigenous, which are of inferior quality. And what do? We engraft the roots to a superior quality mangoes of those trees. And we fasten it very, very tightly and we join it. And it has to be very fastened very, very tightly, so that the ingredients and the properties of the superior mango can be transferred to the inferior mango. So Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi understood, and then he said, okay, now I'll explain to you in the same way. He said, we've got inferior hearts lacking taqwa, lacking the love of Allah, lacking zikr, and we need to go and join our hearts to those who have the taqwa, those whose hearts are superior. So our inferior hearts, by sitting in the company of those superior hearts, and by sitting in the company, inshallah, by 40 days, those qualities, inshallah, will be transferred into the inferior heart, and you also become valuable, inshallah. So by sitting in the company of a sheikh, of a person who's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unse milne ke se yahi ek raah, that this is also one way of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Milne waano se raah peeda kar. That ask those who have been connected to Allah, join the same pathway, join the same route, and inshallah you also will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah first and foremost give me the tawfiq of making tazkiyatun nafs. And I consider myself like the tea, the black tea. And my shaykh, inshallah, with his tawajjuh, with that milk, inshallah, will put that, add that milk. He will add the sugar, inshallah. Then that those last dents, the stirring of the tea, inshallah, will be taken out. And inshallah, we are still learning to crawl, even though walking. Inshallah, when we crawl, then we'll start to walk. Then that's that little child, when it begins to walk, it will fall. But before it falls, the father is there to hold the child. So lest it becomes injured or something. So somebody in the same way, the shaykh is there, that it will protect us, inshallah, from falling into all types of gunas. Wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.
JazakAllahu khairan. Now, Hazrat's desire that Hazrat wants to take a few reports, some kar guzaris, inshallah.
Abdullah Had, you give us some report
of how you are working there.
Give us some report.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat have come, mashallah, to our country last year. And
loudly, Abdullah Had. Abdullah Had speaks very softly. He's from Sri Lanka, Colombo. Put the mic up at higher. Yeah, keep it right. Bang them off.
It's Hazrat has come to Sri Lanka last year. About 3 years back also. And mashallah, when Hazrat came, at many locations there were programs held. Since people there, they are not very familiar with tasawwuf yet. And mashallah, through Hazrat's coming, and also many other elders also have been arriving, people are now becoming familiar. They are getting to know what is this, what is the purpose of tasawwuf, and what's the benefit of getting connected to a sheikh. And mashallah, we have been doing a weekly majlis at a certain location with Hazrat's permission, reading a few kitabs of the elders, and it's being done in the masjid. And a few brothers are mashallah coming regularly.
How you became there?
Hazrat came to Sri Lanka about 5 years back, and at Maulana Naufal's residence. And after, while having tea, Hazrat was mentioning a few things. And among that, Hazrat told us that a sheikh will show you how to get to Allah easily. And in fact, Maulana was getting ready to take Hazrat to a certain place. And a brother who was seated there, since it was a time with heavy traffic on the roads, he was explaining how, what road to go by, how to get there quickly. So Hazrat listened to it and said, this brother is mashallah telling us how to get to this location easily. A sheikh will show you how to get to Allah easily. And these words touched my heart. And but I didn't become bayat on that occasion. After some time, it didn't even come in my heart to become bayat to Hazrat at that time. But there was a desire to become bayat to some buzur, some elder and benefit. And suddenly, after several months, Allah put in my heart, why shouldn't I contact the same Hazrat from whom I heard these words? And at that time, Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi Alayhi was alive, and it was possible to send email via the website. So I wrote to Maulana Yunus Rahmatullahi Alayhi that I have an inclination to become bayat to Hazrat, and whether it is possible to become bayat through correspondence. And Maulana sent the reply that I should write about my inclination and contact Hazrat as soon as possible. And then I got the email of the Darul Uloom and sent a letter to Hazrat, and Hazrat replied that that Hazrat is accepting my bayat and to come to spend a few days of Ramadan either in that year or the immediately following year, and Allah gave the opportunity to come here thereafter.
I actually feel very much ashamed and very much grieved also that all the expectations which Hazrat has and he's supposed to be having, and unfortunately we are, myself personally, not fulfilling it. Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the help of Brother Yusufai Desai, about in the year 2000, when Hazrat was on one of his regular visits trying to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he was passing through Zambia at that time, and I attended the program Masjid Nur in Emmasdale in Lusaka, and Hazrat gave a talk on the control of anger, and that really touched my heart. And it was something which was, it was one of the akhlaq-e-razila which was in me also, in one of the many which are still in me. So the way Hazrat explained it clearly touched my heart, and I asked Yusuf bhai that how can we connect to Hazrat. And then Yusuf bhai alhamdulillah arranged it the following morning. We took Pat Masjid Umar in Lusaka, and then Hazrat encouraged me to come. The first year I couldn't come, then the second year alhamdulillah I came here, and I spent the whole month of Ramadan I spent here. And one of the many benefits of that is that it's the first time Hazrat took me, asked me to just jump into the pool of the Quran Sharif and swim. And I never had any that sort of connection with the Quran Sharif, that I had to read the Quran Sharif, try and explain the Quran Sharif. And from that time, alhamdulillah, that some sort of connection with the Quran Sharif, alhamdulillah, and alhamdulillah, the barakat of it has been such that Allah, it has come after those 2 years. It was very, very difficult, but the natija of it is alhamdulillah, today the situation is, anybody generally says that they bring about the meaning, that what is the meaning, what is the ayat for this sort of meaning, and alhamdulillah very soon it clicks in my mind that no, it is this ayat, and it is this ayat, alhamdulillah. And the connection with the Quran Sharif was alhamdulillah came. And for this I have to thank our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, that otherwise this Quran we've been reading, we become his also, we did the tafsir also, we did tarjuma also, but that connection was not there. Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of Hazrat, that connection has been there. And alhamdulillah, in the personal life also, that slow by slow, zikr was completely, we heard the fazail of zikr, we used to give talks on zikr also, but personally, in our personal life, there was no zikr in it. But Allah Ta'ala bless our Hazrat, slow by slow, the mamulats which were shown, that was also alhamdulillah, we started off with that. Then the other zikrs, the Durood Sharif, Istighfar, the Tasbih Fatimi and all that, slow by slow we started with the encouragement of Hazrat, started off Durood Sharif with 10 Durood Sharifs a day. Then we went to 10, to 20, to 25, alhamdulillah, now we do the full Tasbih. The Tasbih Fatimi, alhamdulillah, once a day. Then alhamdulillah, what it has progressed to is, after each and every namaz, alhamdulillah, we've got the Tasbih Fatimi also. The other mamulats also, the wazaif also, alhamdulillah, that is also there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make maaf of me, that the main maqsad of it, that the taqwa, and there's so many weaknesses in me. And I keep on begging to all our brothers also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the real aim and objective of this tasawwuf, is that taqwa should be coming in our lives. And this is where we are faltering. But again, alhamdulillah, through the blessing of Hazrat and the majlises we're having, just the other day, we were reading in that Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi had compiled a few of the malfuzat of Hazrat Dr. Abdul Haysab Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi. And one of the malfuz was that zalim, if you cannot stay away from guna, if you cannot stay away from guna, then why are you staying away from istighfar? The very least, I'm not saying that you must not stop, you have to stop guna. But if you can't stop guna, then at least the very least is don't stop making istighfar. So that is the situation we are in. But alhamdulillah, we are asking Hazrat, we have to take, unfortunately we are not acting on the advices. I am not acting on the advices fully as I am supposed to be acting on the advices of Hazrat. Otherwise I would not be in this situation. But still the road has not been closed. Shaitan tries to deceive us that you are very bad, there's nothing open for you, you are a goner. Alhamdulillah, that situation we haven't reached. Through the barakat of Hazrat and the teachings of Hazrat, we know that the door will always remain open. The door will always remain open. That even 100 times you are going to falter, as somebody says, that this is the way we have traversed the path of tasawwuf. We fell and we got up and we started walking. And this is the way that the shaitan and nafs, it's a continuous, struggle till the end of your life. Sometimes shaitan will overpower you, nafs will overpower you, sometimes you will overpower. You have to keep on trying. So this is the thing that Rasulullah, that is the thing, the jazbah we have, and jazbah still have, that keep on trying, we falter, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. The madrasas, alhamdulillah, we've been having for a number of years. Every week, alhamdulillah, we try and have a majlis there. Unfortunately, because of mine, I take full responsibility that the majlis, the attendance is not increasing, because people see my afraad, people see my life and they feel it's not, I'm not the right person or so. But alhamdulillah, the majlis I'm carrying on, and that alhamdulillah is taking place. Hazrat, whenever Hazrat visits, alhamdulillah, that brings like, it's like spring in the town, in Lusaka, everybody's alhamdulillah, and everybody looks forward also. Unfortunately, we have not been able to live up to the name of Hazrat Allah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us worthy representatives of our Hazrat, and we don't put Hazrat in a bad light through our own examples.
आपको बहुत थोड़ा सा वक्त देते हैं दो तीन मिनट में
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله In 2004 alhamdulillah I had a chance to spend some time rather than 2003 and of 2000 beginning of 2004 to spend some time my father always before we were in Dammam, so he used to read one of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's book. So he read somewhere that 40 days you have to spend in the company of Ahlullah, at least, to start off with. So he always had a desire to send me, so I was also becoming alim. Then 2003, he sent me, he told me you must go and spend some time by Hazrat. So I remember 2000, I went by Hazrat and spent a few months by Hazrat. From there, Hazrat had a safar, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi had a safar for England. So, while I was going, so I thought to myself, now I'm with Hazrat, and somebody also asked me, who are you now? You are you? Hazrat Murid, I'm not even Hazrat Murid. So when we were at the airport, Jeddah airport, from there when we flew for the Heathrow airport, Hazrat was in first class, and I asked Hazrat, while I was there, I said, let me just go take that to Hazrat. So I went by Hazrat Musa Damat Warakatam was there and a few other brothers were there. So Hazrat got very happy. Hazrat said, Are Mira Anokha Muri De Fazao Mein Usse Bait Ho Raha Hai. So Hazrat told me, he's taking birth in the Hazrat. Then Hazrat called Musa Ko Bulao, Sab Ko Bulao. So Alhamdulillah, I was so fortunate. Then I took birth to Hazrat that time. Alhamdulillah, and that suffer also, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Warakatam, my brother Shaykh also, Hazrat also was there, and that suffer also. And I really benefited from Hazrat Maulana bin Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum tremendously. There, after that, alhamdulillah, we carry on, we went back, and I went to Medina Sharif, we all moved to Medina Sharif. And alhamdulillah, Hazrat used to come, Hazrat used to visit Medina Sharif, Hazrat Maulana bin Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum. And there, we used to spend time in Hazrat's company. And I remember, after, when I came to South Africa, and I was in Cape Town, so I used to go to Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Majalis, and time to time I used to come here as well. So when Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi passed away, after that I phoned Hazrat, and then I think for some reason the Hazrat's phone was busy, or Hazrat, I think there was no answer. Then I left, and next minute I saw some Hazrat's phone call. So I got a bit worried now. So I picked the phone and I said, Assalamu alaikum Hazrat. Let me just say, Hazrat, no, speak. You can speak, Maulana. You can speak. Then I said, Hazrat, I want to actually, after Maulana Ispatiya Sahib, I want to connect myself to Hazrat. So Hazrat explained to me 15, I think for 10, 15 minutes. And I was sort of feeling embarrassed, ashamed, but Hazrat Khan, Yasir Khan, Hazrat Lami Khan, Hazrat Khan, Marana Rati. So Hazrat explained for 10-15 minutes, first, what is the purpose of Islam, and why you have to take bayah to, and then what you have to do. So Hazrat said, inshallah, start coming. So Alhamdulillah, after since then, I remember once my brother phoned me from Madina Sharif and asked me also once that, what did you find in Hazrat that you kept talluk with Hazrat, obviously from among the senior Khulafa of Hazrat, Mala Inspiriya Sahib Rahmatullahi and Hazrat Mala Dhani Sahib Yarab Barakatuhum. So I said, you know, when I look at Hazrat and I remember that hadith, Alladina ila ru'u dhukir Allah. Allah, when I look at Hazrat, my brother asked me, how the inside, I said, when I just look at Hazrat, I just feel like crying. Sometimes I come from that, I really feel that, you know, I'm here, I want to recharge myself. Sometimes if I don't come for 1 month, my brother of Allah, sometimes it happens, for 1 month or 2 months, something you feel, you know, something. And before that, my ma'amulat, I had all the ma'amulat, but it wasn't a ma'amulat. Since Alhamdulillah, Allah had blessed me, Alhamdulillah, I was so fortunate to spend 2 Ramadan with Hazrat, with family, Alhamdulillah. And after that, I'm still saying that Alhamdulillah, at least that Hazrat always said, start your day with dhikrullah, start your day with tilawat and dhikrullah, and end your day with ta'aleem. That ma'amul, it helped me a lot. And time to time, sometimes it happens if I don't go, also I receive comments from my family, that, you know, why don't you go and get some masala? You have to take some masala, now I can see you are not right. So you have to go get some masala, please, you know. So I had a lot of problems before. Lot of problems. Since we came, the first Ramadan I spent, from that Ramadan, Allah, my 90% of the problem was solved. Well, Alhamdulillah, when I spent with, that was my first Ramadan I spent with Hazrat. 90% of my problems, my own problems, it's just amazing. I didn't ask Hazrat. But just by spending few moments with Hazrat's company, subhanAllah, how it changed. Allah SWT grant all of us tawfiq, and Allah subhanAllah give us tawfiq to spend our whole life, inshallah, in the company, and Allah Ta'ala grants long life to our Hazrat, with sahat and afiyat. Jazakumullah khairan.
A lady, one of her sisters saw a dream, and she sent a note, and she said that for the benefit of all, I should relate the dream. The dream is, she saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. She was told that sitting in Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damar Rakatum's majlis, is like sitting in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we know we should be spending our time, inshallah.
Our next inshallah Islahi Jalsa is in KwaZulu Natal normally. So we want suggestions from brothers where we should have it in KwaZulu Natal, inshallah. That will be after about?
2 months,
2.5, 3 months roughly. Any suggestions?
Marriage Book.
Any other brothers? G? Camperdown. Port Shepstead. Phoenix. Newcastle. Escort. Also keep in mind the facilities, and we prefer where less effort have to be made as far as infrastructure is concerned. Where there is already some infrastructure, otherwise it's quite a bit of work. And expenses also, tents, toilets, wuzukhanas, etc. And where there is quite reasonable already, then just a little we have to add on. Any other suggestions? Havik.
Stenge is ready.
Verlam
also.
Verlam. Pakrini and Pangeni, mashallah. Madrasa Salihat. That's in Durban. I'm Zindra. Acha,
inshallah, we'll make some mashura, and before our jalsa finishes, we'll make the announcement, inshallah.
Also, we'll announce the time, but those brothers who would like it, and we should be practical, one is emotional and one is practical, both have to be there. that those brothers who feel really that we can host it in our town, and we would like to host it also. We'll announce a time when we can meet with them and discuss that, inshallah. Where mainly there are some reasonable facilities available, inshallah.